Blog Talk Radio.
Today's daily song, we have song time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem.
Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God.
I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God.
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us.
Haile Selassie I.
The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
I don't want to hear just one touch more. I don't want to hear one touch more. Alright, I'll tell you what to do. Show the brother some love tonight. You ready? Show the brother some love. Senses.
The spirit, he them hear it and I know them no love it, but let them know that I'm a one of your prophet, and I won't stop spreading his name and his love. So sing along,
hallelujah,
praise his name,
hallelujah,
night and day,
hallelujah,
high and praise,
hallelujah.
Praises for Jah, both young and old. gold. Silver and gold will vanish away, but the love of my Father is here to stay. Woe beyond to the shepherd that lead their sheep astray. On that day they all shall pay. I'm not afraid to
praise
him. Forget my troubles and
praise
him. Oh, I'm not afraid to
sing.
Open my heart and let him come in. Yes, I'm not afraid to
praise
him. Forget my troubles and
praise
him. Oh, I'm not afraid to
sing.
Open my heart and
let him
come in. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Highest praise.
Hallelujah.
Night and day. You could be living this minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hold up your heads, my brothers, be conscious, my sisters. And by your works you shall surely be paid. I never tried to say my no with thee. I love you. You could be living this minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hold up your heads, my brothers, be conscious, my sisters. And by your works you shall surely be paid. I never tried this in my own with the younger. Love it, love it, love it, just like that. Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Come on, let's keep moving and grooving. Let's keep on moving.
Say please, please, please.
Is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty, 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 Almighty,
Almighty, Almighty. Ye are the sheep of my pasture.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us.
Haile Selassie I.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Haile Selassie I. So
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. See. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Down there in the ghetto, and down there. word, Elamot, the word Elamot, Elamot, hidden things, hidden things, hidden things, hidden things.
Here, Midrash on today's Psalm, Mizmor, Mem Wow, Mem Wow, Mem Vav, Mem Wow, Psalm 46, Psalm XLVI, Midrash, Lanatzeach, Libnei Korach, Al Elamot, Shir, for the leader of the sons of Korah, upon Alamot, a song. Lamnatzeach libnei Korach al elamot shir. The word elamot, the word alamot, elamot, hidden things, is to be considered in the light of the verse. Who doeth great things, past finding out, yea, marvelous things that cannot be told. Eob, Job, Job chapter 9, verse 10. Zeu, She'amar HaKatuv. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Even here, Eob, Job 9 and 10. Oseh gedolot ad ein cheker, v'niflaot ad ein misapar. Who doeth oseh ein cheker, yea, and wonders. And wonders with niflaot, with niflaot, with niflaot, with niflaot, without number, without number, without number. Ad ein misapar, oseh gedolot ad ein cheker, with niflaot ad ein misapar. Who doeth great things, past finding out, yea, and wonders, marvelous things, without number. Oseh gedolot ad ein cheker, v'niflaot ad ein misapar.
Misapar, misapar.
No man can tell. No man can tell the great things and marvelous works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And so, in Psalm 136, he breaks with the fourth verse, to him who alone doeth great wonders, Le oseh niflaot gedolot alevado, to him who alone doeth great wonders. Le oseh niflaot gedolot levado.
Levado, levado.
What can alone levado, levado, levado? What can alone levado imply except that Ha'el, the true good, the true God Almighty, Ha'Elohim, alone levado, knows what he does for thee, for the eye. Even so, the sons of Korah, Bnei Korach, said, Al Elamot, up on Elamot, hidden things, Al Elamot, Shir, a song. The things we, I and I, saw are hidden, Elamot, and we, I and I, do not understand what we saw. What I and I saw, seen? In another comment, the phrase, upon Alamot, Al Elamot, upon Elamot, Alamot, is read, upon worlds, Al Alamot, Al Alamot, up on worlds, and is taken to mean that the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, said, quote, we have seen two worlds, the world of the righteous, ha-tzadik, and the world of the wicked, ha-rasha. For their eyes had seen the punishment of those who trusted in their wealth and in their riches, of whom it is said even in Psalm 49, Hebraically the seventh verse, that reads, they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, Habot achim ala chelam uavirova ashram yitahalalu, of them that trust in their wealth, habot achim al chelam, and boast themselves, yitahalalu, 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 and boast themselves in the multitude, uvirov, uvirov, the multitude ashram, of their riches. Habotachim ala chelam uvrov ashram yitahalalu. In the hour of punishment, what can such men do? Their riches, ashram, will not sustain them. As scripture says, even in Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 18, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them, shall be able to deliver them. Gam katsapam, kama zehavam, lo yukala le hatzilam, bit yom evrati yahua, ua ve esha kinatoa te akela, kol haaretza, ki kala akka, nivahala ya iseit, kola yoshve haaretz. The fuller verse here, Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 18. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them. Gam kaspam, gam zehabam, lo yukala le hatzilam.
Ilam, ilam, ilam.
In the day of Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, we be's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of them that dwell in the land. Gam kasapam, gam azehavam, lo yukala le hatzilam, biyom evrat Yahuwah, uve esha kinato, teakela kol haaretz, ki kala akka nivhala, ya iseit kola yoshvei haaretz. Nor will it help a man, nor will it help a man to say, Abi, my father was worthy. Behold, I shall be delivered. I lived because of him. Achi, my brother was righteous. He will be the cause of my rescue. Even Abraham, could not deliver Ishmael. Ishmael and Yaakov and Jacob could not deliver Esau. For scripture says, even in Psalm 49, he breaks with the 8th verse, Oh, no man can by any means redeem. Ach, lo fado, yifde ish. No man can by any means redeem his brother. Ach, lo fado, yifde ish. And how is the word O to be interpreted? Ach, interpreted. On the day that he sees his son or his brother punished in Gehinnom, Hebrew hell, the righteous man, Hatzadik, exclaims, Alas, oh, ach, ach, how hard is this day. Alas, oh, how hard is this day. Ach, och, och, for he cannot deliver him. Hence, alas, no man can by any means redeem. Och, lo fado yifde ish. Ach, lo fado yifde ish. Alas, oh, no man can by any means redeem. For too costly is the redemption of their soul. Too costly. With yekara. Pia diyona nafsham. For too costly. With yekara. We yekar, for too costly is the redemption. Pidion, the redemption, nafsham, of their soul. We yekara pidion nafsham. Hatzadik, the righteous ask, Hakadosh, the holy one, the sanctified one, the set apart one, the Isle one, Baruch, who, blessed be he, why is it so costly? Why is it yekar? Why is it so costly? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replies, Have I not said, Take your God, your Elohim, while he is to be had cheaply? Had I not said, Take your Elohim, while he is to be had cheaply? I am he who said, Take thou no ransom, even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 23, verse 8. We shochad lo tikach, take no ransom, and thou shalt take no gift. We shochad lo tikach, but I am
also he who said, give me a ransom, give I a ransom, and I shall take it from you, as is said even in Proverbs, even in the Mashal Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 23, that reads, he taketh a ransom from the bosom of the wicked. He taketh a ransom from the bosom of the ratchet, of the wicked, of the wicked. Shochad mecheka rasha'a yikach, yikach, yikach. He taketh a ransom from the bosom of the wicked. Shochad mecheka rasha'a yikach. A wicked, a ratchet man taketh a gift out of the bosom, out of the bosom, out of the bosom. Had harasha, the ratchet, given it to me during their lifetime, I would have taken it. But now, I shall not take it. Here, a midrash note right here. The ET, the edited text reads, you, therefore, had you given it to me during their lifetime, I would have taken it, but now I shall not take it. Hence, it is said, for too costly is the redemption of their soul, and must be let alone forever, for I've. Ve'yekara pidyon nafsham, ve'chadala le'olam. For too coarsely, ve'yekar is the redemption pidyon of their soul, nafsham, and must be let alone forever, must be let alone. Ve'chadal must be let alone le'olam, forever. The last words mean that the chance of redemption ceases when they die. Ceases not for a day, not for a year, but ceases forever. Le'olam. Even if a man should live forever, will he not see the pit? Hear. Psalm 49, Hebraically, the 10th verse. Even if a man should live forever, for ever, will he not see the pit? See the pit? See the pit? Wichi oda lanetzach lo yireh hashachat, that he should still live always. Wichi oda lanetzach, that he should not see the pit. Lo yireh hashachat, or even if a man should live forever, for ever, lanetzach, will he not see the pit? Wichi oda lanetzach. Lo yireh hashachat, hashachat, hashachat. What was the place where the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, went? It was the nether world. Thus, they came to know that harasha, that the ratchet, that the wicked, like sheep, are appointed for the nether world, and that death is their shepherd, and that the upright go down among them in the morning. Hear. Psalm 49, here, Hebraically, the 15th verse, in answer to the question, what was the place where the sons of Korah went? It was the netherworld. Thus they came to know that the wicked, harasha, that the wicked, quote, like sheep are appointed for the netherworld, and that death is their shepherd, and that the upright go down among them in the morning. Katzona li shol ashatu, maweta yiraim. Like sheep, katzon, like sheep, they are appointed, shatu, for the nether world, lishol, katzon, lishol, shatu, like sheep, they are appointed for the nether world. Maweta yir'aim, death shall be their shepherd. Maweta yir'aim, death shall be their shepherd. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. Wayirdu bama yisharim labboker, 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 labboker. This verse here, which is usually translated and usually read as, and the upright shall have dominion over them, wayirdu bam yisharim, in the morning, labboker, 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 in the boker, la boker, in the morning, can also be translated as that the upright, and that the upright go down among them in the morning. Wayirdu bam yisharim la boker. What is meant by the phrase in the morning, in the boker, la boker, la boker?
in the morning. What is meant by the phrase? That in the morning, Ha-Tzadik, the righteous, Ha-Tzadikim, the righteous ones, go down to visit Baker, Harasha, the ratchet, go down to visit the wicked. The sons of Korah, the B'nai Korah, were asked, what do the righteous do there? And they answered, the righteous, Ha-Tzadik, Ha-Tzadikim, the righteous ones, sing the song, God is our refuge and help. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 46, Hebraically the second verse. God is our refuge and help. Mizmor Memwau, Mim Vav Memwau, Psalm 46, the Beit verse, the second verse. Elohim lanu machseh wa'oz. Elohim is our refuge. Elohim lanu, for us, machseh, refuge. Elohim lanu machseh wa'oz, and strength, wa'oz. Elohim is for us refuge and strength. Elohim lanu machseh wa'oz, and oz, and strength, strength. As if to say, Elohim is a very present help to us, lanu, for us, in every trouble that comes upon us. For if a mortal king, a mortal melech, a mortal negus be petitioned, help me in my trouble, he will not know what to do until the man comes near him. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he is a very present help in trouble. Ezra b'tzarot nimsa me'od, a very present help in trouble. Ezra, help. Ezra b'tzarot. Ezra b'tzarot. Ezra, help. B'tzarot. B'tzarot. In troubles, in anxieties, in tight situations. Ezra b'tzarot nimsa, nimsa, being found me'od, very much being found to be a help, b'tzarot. Ezra b'tzarot nimsa me'od. For he is near to us, I at every trouble that comes upon us. As Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim says, even in Psalm 91, Hebraically the 15th verse, I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him to honor. Imo anoki b'tzara, e'halitzehu awai kabdehu. I will be with him. Imo anoki, in trouble, b'tzara, b'tzara. I will rescue him. Ehalitzehu, I will rescue him, I will snatch him. Ehalitzehu, I will rescue him. Wa and ekabdehu, and bring him to honor. Ekabdehu. Imo anoki abitzara. Ehalitzehu, wa kabdehu. 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 Wa
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us.
Psalm
The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty, Mighty, 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 Mighty.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us.
I am a Selassie I.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
መዝሙር 45 በቅንፍ 46 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለሚስጢር የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር አምላካችን መጠጊያችንና ኃይላችን ባገኘን በታላቅ መከራም ረዳታችን ነው። ስለዚህ ምድር ብትነው አወቅ ተራሮችም ወደ ባህር ልብ ቢወሰዱ አንፈራ።
Mizmor Meim Wow. Mizmor Meim Wow. Mizmor Meim Vav. Today's daily psalm, Psalm XLVI, Psalm 46. Elohim, the nation's stronghold. This and the next two psalms form a closely connected group, are of common authorship, and originated in the same historical event horizon. Mizmor Meim Wow. Mizmor Meim Wow. Mizmor Meim Vav. Today's daily psalm, Psalm XLVI, Psalm 46. Elohim, the nation's stronghold. This and the next two psalms form a closely connected group, are of common authorship, and originated in the same historical event horizon. Alike, they tell of a grievous national danger, which had been overcome by the mercy, the chesed, the loving kindness, the love, the mercy of Elohim, the true good, the true God. The occasion which probably inspired the three psalms was the invasion of the land by the army of Sennacherib in the reign of Hezekiah. This hypothesis is strengthened by many resemblances between the phraseology and the language of Yeshayahu, Esaias, the language of Isaiah, who lived through that crisis and wrote on it. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, Shema'ah Gevir, here after the order of Malki Esedek. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 46, Mizmor Meim Wow, Mizmor Meim Vav. Psalm 46, Lamnat Eyach Livnei Korach, for the leader, for the chief musician, Lam Natzeach, for the musical director, the musical chief, the chief musician, the leader, Libnei Korach. Four of the sons of Korah, Libnei Korach. A song, Shir, a song, KJV has a song upon Alamot. Al Elamot Shir, Al Elamot Shir. Upon Elamot, Alamot, a Shir. Here there's a footnote here which reads in the Scofield Study Bible soprano, the Alamot. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, we also have a note concerning the Alamot. Al Elamot, Al Alamot Shir. Upon Alamot, a song upon Alamot. Here, firstly, in the Scofield, it says from Alma, a virgin. Some have thought the Alamot or the Elamot virgins were a temple choir singing antiphonally in the call and a response to the Sheminit or the male choir. This was a thought of many concerning the possible meaning of the superscription. Here in the Sefer Tehillim for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mem Wow, Mim Vav, as a Hebrew word, Elamot, it means maidens, and the suggestion that the Mizmor, today's daily song, was sung by a female choir must be rejected because such did not exist in the Beit Mikdash, in the temple, nor is the alternative acceptable that it signifies soprano voices of boys. The only clue to its definition is found in 1 Chronicles XV and 20, 1 Chronicles 15 and 20, where it reads, with psalteries set to Alamot, with harps on the Sheminit, for the this latter phrase, the Sheminit or the eighth, the octave, see more on that in Psalm 6, the superscription, which seems here to indicate that the former, the Alamot, Elamot, were instruments with a tone of a high pitch or setting the musical instruments to a tone of a higher pitch. Thus, the superscription right here for today's daily psalm right here, La Lam Natseyah, La Menatseyah, Livnei Korah, Al Elamot Shir, upon the Elamot, upon that musical tone, the psalteries set to the Alamot. Here in the first three verses, KJV, these would be the first three verses, the superscription not being included as a verse in the King James Version, but in the Sefer Tehillim, the superscription is included as a verse. So here for the Beit verse in the Hebrew corresponding with the first verse from KJV, Elohim alanu machiseh wa'oz ezra bisharot nimsa me'od. KJV translates this as God, Elohim, is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Elohim alanu, Elohim, the true God, alanu, for us, alanu, for I and I. Elohim alanu, Elohim for us, Elohim for I and I. Machiseh wa'oz, machiseh, refuge, a place to flee to. Machiseh wa and oz, strength. Machiseh wa oz, ezra, help, ezra, bisarot, in tightness, straits, narrowness, difficulties, anxieties. Bisarot, ezra, bisarot, nimsa, meod, nimsa, to be found, the sense of being found, being present, nimsa, meod, meod, very much, very much. Very much a present help in trouble. Elohim alanu machiseh wa'oz ezra bisarot nimsa me'od. Here in the first three proper verses, corresponding to the first three verses in the KJV, verses 2 to 4 within the Sefer Tehillim in the Hebrew, speak of the unshakable confidence, that confidence, confidence, be'elohim, be'elohim, in the true good, the true God. Elohim is our refuge. Elohim for us, refuge. Elohim lanu machiseh, Machiseh, Elohim Lanu. Recent experience had proved this to be true. And reality. At the time, the hour of the crisis, some of the Israelite leaders, they wished to, quote, take refuge in the stronghold of Paro, of Pharaoh. We have this in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 2, and rely for safety upon the Egyptian or Kemetic aid. They who follow the prophet's exhortation to look to Elohim, HaElohim, the true God, as a refuge and strength, as Machiseh wa Oz, as refuge Machiseh and as strength Oz, were justified by the events. Elohim lanu machiseh wa'oz ezrah b'tzarot nimsa me'od, a very present help in trouble. Literally, in the Hebrew, this phrase, ezra b'tzarot nimsa me'od, a very present help in trouble, literally in the Hebrew is a help in straits, anxieties. Has he been found exceedingly? Ezra b'tzarot nimsa me'od, a help, ezra, in straits, anxieties, difficulties. B'tzarot nimsa, he been found. He is to be found. Him been found me'od, exceedingly. Here for the Gimel verse corresponding with the second verse in the KJV. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Al ken lo nira b'hamir aretz, ua b'mota harim b'lev yamim. Therefore will we not fear. Al Cain, lo nira. We will not fear, we will not dread. It will not be terrible for I and I. Al Cain, lo nira, bi hamir aretz, though the aretz, the earthly plane, do change. Though the earthly plane do change, b'hamir aretz, secure in the stronghold of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, those within it have no fear, no cause of fear, no cause of dread, though the earth be overturned by a mighty convulsion of nature, of the natural, and the mountains disappear into the sea. This is a Hebraic way of saying, whatever may hap, so hap, whatever may happen. Al kein lo nira b'hamir aretz. U bemot harim, and though the mountains be moved, u bemot, in the moving of the harim, the mountains, b'leib yamim, b'leib, into the heart, b'leib yamim, into the heart of the seas. Here for the Dalet verse, the fourth Hebraic verse corresponding to verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Now there's some italicizations here. If you read it without the italicization, it would read, the waters thereof roar, be troubled, the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Pause. Yehemu yechimrua me mayo. Yirshu harim b'ga'iwato selah. Though the waters thereof roar and foam, yehemu yechimru me mayo. Though the mountains shake at the swelling thereof, yirshu harim. Though the mountains shake, yirishu harim, shake the mountains, b'ga'iwato, at the swelling, the beating up of it, b'ga'iwato, selah, pause. And elaboration of the thought contained in the preceding verse, a build on the thought, the word, sound, and power contained in the preceding verse. So here we have the first we could say the first Selah, the first Selah in the first section of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, Shema Yisrael Gevir, right here to Mizmor, Meim, Wow, Mizmor, Mim, Vav, Lamnat Eyach, Livnei Korah, Al Elamot Shir, Elohim Lanu, Machese Waoz, Ezra Bitzarot Nimsa Meod, Al Kin Lo Nira, Behamir Aretz, Ubemot Harima Belev Yamim, Yehemu Yachim Rua Memayo, Yer Shuharim, Bega Ewato, Selah, 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 Selah.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Here. Basic Hebrew. Here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1-22. Aba da da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa. A-ka-ra-sha-ta. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. A-ba-ga-da-ha, ya-ka-la-ma-na-sa, a-pa-sa-ka-ra-sha-ta, ta-ta. A-aleph, ba-beit, ga-gimel, da-dalet, ha-hey, wa-wow. Za zain, cha chet, ta tet, ya yod, ka kaf, la lamed, ma bein, na nun, sa samech, a ein, pa pe, sa sadai, ka kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau, abagada ha, wa za chat a, ya ka la mana. Sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 ta.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and 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 stammering lips. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue, to this speak, to this speak, to this speak.
Nahara Pelagio. Ye samchua ir Elohim, kedosha mishikne elyon, Elohim bekirbaha balatimot, ya izreha Elohim lifnot boker, hamu goyimat amu amam lagota, natana bekolo tamug aretz, yawas baota imanu. Misgav lanu Elohe Yaakov Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of Elohim. Nahara Pelagio, Ye Samchu Ir Elohim. There's a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of Elohim. Kedosha Mishikne Elyon. The holy, the kedosh, the holiest, the holy dwelling, the kedosh, mishikane elyon, the tabernacles of the Most High, mishikane elyon, the holiest dwelling place of the Most High. And here, today's daily psalm, Shema Yisrael Gevir, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Meim, Wow, Mizmor Meim, Vav, Psalm 46, here picking up with the second section, joy of Elohim's presence, of his face, of his perspective, his perception. Here picking up KJV-wise, picking up with verse 4 to verse 7. in the Sefer Tehillim, for those following along, verses 5 to 8. Here at verse 4, we have italicization again. It says there is. That sense of there is not there in the Hebrew, more better, without the italics, the nahar belagio comes out. A river, the streams of it, Yisamchu, making glad, they making glad, Elohim, the city of Elohim, Kedosha Mishikene Elyon, the holiest dwelling place of the Most High, the holy, the Kedosh of the tabernacles, Mishikene, the dwelling places, Mishikene Elyon, of Elyon, a river. As a contrast to the storm-swept ocean, the psalmist and I thinks of Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, as a river with tributaries whose waters fertilize the country and give refreshment to its inhabitants. The protection of Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ekziah, the Herr, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, figured here as a river, is also found in Yeshayahu, prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 8 and 6, as well as Isaiah chapter 33, verse 21. The Ir Elohim. What is the Ir Elohim? The city of Elohim is Zion, is Zion. We have this brought forward in Psalm 48, around about verses 2, verse 9, and in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 14. The holiest dwelling place of the Most High. Sefer Tehillim brings out that translation. KJV says, the holy, and italics it has place, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High, or more better, the holy, the Isla of the tabernacles, the Mishikene, the dwelling places of Elyon, Elyon of the Most High. Literally, holiness of the dwelling places of the Most High. For the plural, see more on this in Psalm XLIII and 3, Psalm 43, round about verse 3. The failure of the Assyrian siege of Jerusalem, was interpreted as a demonstration that Ha'Elohim had chosen it as his abode, as his dwelling place. Kedosh Mishikene Elyon. Verse 5. God is Elohim in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Elohim shall help her. And that right early. Elohim in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Elohim shall help her. Right early. KJV. Here we have in the Sefer Tehillim, Elohim b'kirbaha balatimot. Ya Izraha Elohim lifnota boker. Elohim in the midst of her. Bi kirbaha in the midst of her. Balatimot. She shall not be moved. Balatimot. She shall not be moved. Ya Izraha Elohim. Elohim shall help her. Ya Izareha Elohim. Elohim shall help her. Lifnot Boker. At the approaching, at the, literally here it brings out the sense of like the faces, the aspects of the Boker. At the approach of morning, KJV sense is right early. Elohim is in the midst of her. Elohim b'kirbah. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 6, so long as that remains true and reality, no human power can avail against the Isla, the set apart, the holy city. Elohim shall help her. Ya Izareha Elohim lifnot boker. Elohim shall help her at the approach, at the aspects, the presences of the boker, of the morning. Lifnot boker. After the dark night of peril, Elohim's deliverance becomes apparent at dawn. There may be an allusion to what is narrated in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 37, verse 36, where it reads, and when men arose early in the morning, behold, they, speaking of the Assyrians, the intellectuals, were all dead corpses. But the Hebrew aspect here is very interesting. Leaf notes. Leaf note, the pane. Leaf note, the faces, the aspects of the boker. Hear, hear, hear. Shema, give ear. Hear, verse 6. The heathen rage. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. 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 Hamu, goi. Amu, mamlakot. Natana, vikolo. Tamug, aretz. Nations were in tumult. Hamu, goyim. The nations were going ham. They were going ham, hamu, hamu goyim. The nations, the international communities, the nationalities were in tumult. Hamu goyim, amu mamlakot, amu moved. They were moved. Amu, amu. Slika, slika, matu, 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 matu. Yes, matu. Yes, dyslexic right there. Matu, matu mamlakot. Digging again. Hamu, hamu. They were going ham. They were in tumult. The nations were in tumult. The heathen, the international community. Hamu, goyim. Matu, mamlakot. Natana, bipolo, tamuga, aret. Hamu, goyim. Were in tumult. Matu, hamu. They were in tumult, matu, they were moved. The goyim, their kingdoms, their governments, these verbs were used of the waters and the mountains, as we had in verse 2. Let's look at verse 2 for a moment. These very words were used of the mountains and the waters, where it reads, Al kein lo nira bi hamir aret. Therefore I and I will not dread, will not fear, though the earth, the earthly plane, do change. U be mot harim, the mountains being moved. U be mot harim, be lev yamim. So we have this right here concerning the waters and the mountains, as they who take refuge in Elohim pass unscathed through natures, the netru, the upheaval of the netru. So they come safely through the political as well as the political upheaval. So whether it is the natural so-called disasters of the netru, or is the political systems of the goyim government, hamu goyim, matu mamlakot, natana bekolo tamug aret. He uttered his voice. He gave his voice. Natan, Natan, Bikolo, his voice. Tamug aret, and the earth, she melted. He uttered his voice. He thundered, and the whole universe, the universe, and even the multiverse dissolved in fear, in respect, and in reverence. Yahweh Tzebaot is with I and I. The Elohim, Elohe Ya'ikov, the Elohim of Jacob, of Ya'ikov, is I and I refuge, Selah. Yahuwah Zebaota Imanu, Misgav Alanu, Elohe Ya'ikov, Selah. Jehovah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah Zebaot of hosts, Imanu, Imanu is with us. As we have Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Imanu, Imanu, with I and I. Jehovah of hosts is with I and I. This right here is directly reminiscence, in other words, of the name Imanu, Emmanuel. El, the true good, the true God, El is Imanu, is with us. Here we have Yehovah Tzebaot Imanu, that Jehovah of hosts, of armies, is with I and I. In Yeshaya, Isaiah, compare Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 8 and 10, for this theme of he who he be, being with us, both in this verse here, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah of armies, of hosts, Yehovah, Tzebaot, Imanu, and the name Immanuel. For more on the divine name, also more in Psalm 24, Psalm 24, round about verse 10, verse 9, verse 10. Also here, the God of Jacob, Elohei Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, Misagab Elanu, Misagab, is Ayinai High Tower. KJV says refuge. And one might think that this is the same as refuge in the first verse, but the Hebrew brings it out much better, much more accurate. Our high tower, Misgab, Misagab, Misagab Elanu, a high tower, Elanu, for I and I. Elohei, the Elohim of Yaakov, of Jacob, Selah, pause. The Elohim who had redeemed the patriarch from all his troubles is I and I, high tower. The use of the verb from which the noun is derived, we have in Psalm 20, round about verse 2, verse 1, verse 2, the name of the Elohim of Yaakov, Elohei Yaakov, set thee up on high. The name of the Elohei of Yaakov, set thee up on high. Nahara Pelagio, ye samchu ir Elohim kedosha mishikne elyon, Elohim bikirbah. Balatimota ya izareha Elohima lifnota boker hamu goima matu amamlakot natana be polo tamuga aret Yehovah be sebaot Yahweh sebaota imanu misgab lanu Elohe Yaakov Selah. Selah, Selah, Selah,
Selah.
Into this strange twilight world between yesterday and today, Haile Selassie was born. Now, after 80 years, he looks back on a lifetime that has spanned the gap between the 2,000 years of African tradition he inherited and our own jet-propelled international revolution that threatens to overwhelm him. One of his earliest memories is of the way our world first encroached on his, with the arrival in Ethiopia of the first British diplomatic mission to the court of his half-uncle Menelik. He was 5 years old. The year was 1897, just a year after the great victory of Adowa, and the British mission, on its way to Addis Ababa, stayed with the young Haile Selassie's father in the town of Harar. Harar, then, was a newly conquered province of Menelik's empire, taken from Muslim hands. Haile Selassie's father, Ras Makonnen, was Menelik's governor for Harar and a favorite to succeed to the throne. In Muslim hands, Harar had been a secret city, closed to non-Muslims for centuries. 40 years earlier, the British explorer Richard Burton had only been able to get here disguised as an Arab. He didn't think much of what he saw. The streets were stony and narrow, the faces were stern and secretive. He thought they justified the local proverb, hard as the heart of Harar. Harar's not a great deal better now, but for what change there is, Haile Selassie's father can take some credit. He allowed French priests to open this little mission school in the town and sent his son, Tafari Makonnen, to learn from them. 70 years later, French is still the only foreign language Haile Selassie speaks with any fluency. Today, the school is little changed, but in coming here as a boy, Haile Selassie recalls that he had an advantage given to very few others in the empire at that time, and he's been obsessed with the value of education ever since. His father is remembered by Haile Selassie as an unusually enlightened man. He built Harar's first hospital. He opened the first Ethiopian state school. And because he knew he might one day become emperor himself, and that Tafari would succeed him, he tried to prepare his son as best he could for the changes that he knew were bound to come from the traditional ways of the old world to the revolutionary demands of the new. So throughout his boyhood, the young Tafari lived happily in his father's house with a future that seemed secure. But suddenly, his father died, and Tafari passed at once from security into a world of medieval intrigue. He was only 13. Menelik was dying, paralyzed by a stroke. He had no son of his own, and with Ras Makonnen's death, the last chance of a clear succession had gone. His court was racked with the jealous plots of rivals for his throne. There was Taitu, his aging queen. Zauditu, his daughter, equally determined to get the throne herself. Ras Michael, a powerful provincial warlord, scheming to put his dissolute son and Menelik's nephew, Liege Yasu, on the throne. Against such plotters, the young Tafari had no chance. He was exiled as governor of another conquered province. Meanwhile, Menelik's palace seethed with treachery and murder like the household of some African King Lear. For 5 years, the conspiracies tore the court apart until in 1911, the doddering Menelik at last revealed his choice. Ras Michael's son, Liege Yasu, was the heir to his throne. The queen and his daughter were thrust aside, and Tafari Makonnen joined Ethiopia's other barons in swearing an oath of loyalty to his rival. As a reward, he was sent to his father's old job as governor of Harar. In Harar, Tafari was safely out of the way, a week's journey from the capital. He was just 19, but he was experienced far beyond his years. Already he knew not only how to run a province, but how to play a waiting game, and he knew there was still a crown to play for. He needed all his caution, because when Menelik died at last, and Liege Yasu was crowned, the new emperor was already half mad with syphilis, turning from youthful dissipation to exotic vice and murder. He tried to murder Tafari on this lake near Harar, where Tafari often went boating with friends. This time, Liege Yasu bribed a servant to hold the boat so that it sank in the middle of the lake. A friend was drowned. Tafari survived by swimming ashore. The foreign embassies dabbled in these plots as well. The new diplomats who'd surrounded Menelik now imposed on these medieval intrigues the shape of approaching war in Europe. Germany and Turkey stood with Liege Yasu. Britain, France, and Italy swung to Tafari's side. It was 1914, and as the guns opened up on Europe's western front, 4,000 miles away, the contest in Ethiopia took an older shape. Christianity once again prepared for a clash with Islam. A Muslim empire in Africa was the bait dangled before Liege Yasu by Germany and Turkey. And in his craze for power, the new ruler of a Christian empire became a Muslim in all but name. For the Christians, it was the last straw. Vice, murder, and rape they were accustomed to, but apostasy struck at the heart of their tradition. Liege Yasu was formally excommunicated from the Ethiopian church, and with British encouragement, Tafari was proclaimed regent with the title of Ras, or prince. He was 24 years old.
Well, I think comparing, you know, China hosting, you know, dozens of heads of states compared to, you know, European regional bilateral relations is a fantastic example of how Europe has lost the game and has lost its upper hand in Africa. It's game over. Sorry, it's game over. Merkel essentially...
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan, grama, uiras, fatar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the coast, and the cast. Sai, tuga.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Ethiopia. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Father and son.
Father and son.
Father and son.
Father.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
Jesu, Mifa Eloti Awa, Asha Sam Shamot Baaret, Mashbita Milhamot, Adak Itza Haaret, Kesheta Yishavir, Wik Itza Chenit, Igalota Yisrof Baesh. Harpu udu ki anoki Elohi arumba goi arumba aretz yawa about imanu misgav lanu Elohe Yaakov Selah. Here for the final section, another Selah coming forward here in today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Mizmor Meim Wow, Mizmor Mim Vav. Here picking up in the KJV with verse 8, come, behold the works of Jehovah, what desolations he hath made in the earth. Liku Chezu. Come and see the vision. Liku Achezu, Mifa Elot, Yahweh, Mifalot, Mif Elot, the works of Yahweh, of Jehovah, Asha Sam, that which there shamot desolations, Baaretz, come behold the works of Jehovah, who hath made desolations in the earth. Liku Chezu, Mifa Eloti Yahweh, Asha Sam Shamot Baaretz. Here in verses 8 to 11, we have verses 8 to 11 corresponding with verses 9 to 11, not including the 12th verse, which is part of the chorus line, or the 11th verse in KJV. We have the lesson of the crisis. The lesson, what is the lesson, the moral of the Mizmor, the lesson of the crisis. Liku, Chezu, Liku, all of y'all come. Liku, try, Liku, saying to you all, Chezu, and see and behold, come, behold, Liku Chezu. The psalmist in Sinai calls upon all nations, all nationalities, the international community to take note of what had occurred and to draw the moral. Liku Chezu, Mifa Elot Yahweh, Asha Sam Shamot Baaretz, who hath made desolations, Sam, where there, Sam, Asha, Sam, Shamot, Baaretz, better have wrought astonishing deeds. The rout of the mighty Assyrian force was an astounding event horizon. And even looking at the metaphysics of the Assyrians, pseudo-intellectuals as well, routing them as well, the psalmist pictures the overthrow of the great military power of Assyria before the comparatively unwarlike people of Yehuda, of Judah, even an example with the battle of Adwa as well, as a victory of Shalom, of Salam, of peace. Much as in the early part of the 19th century, the overthrow of Napoleon was regarded as being such. A similar reaction is experienced in our own time, in our own Iowa, at the thwarting of the long and thoroughly prepared plan for world or so-called global domination. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear right here. Verse 9, KJV, he maketh wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire, fire, fire. Mashbit milhamot ad kitzeitza haaret. Kesheta yishaber wikitzeitza chenit. Igalota yisrof. Ba'esh. He maketh wars to cease. Mashabit milchamot. To the end of the earth. Ad gitzeitza ha'aret. He breaketh the bow. Eshet. Yishaber. Breaketh the bow. Wikitzeitza chinit. And cutteth the spear in sunder. Wikitzeitza chinit. Egalot yisrof ba'esh. He burneth the chariot. Egalot yisrof in fire. In ba'esh.
In ba'esh.
Maketh wars to cease. Assyria was typical of an aggressive, downpressive power. And the overthrow by the hand, by the yad of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, it gave hope, tesva, expectation that the many similar campaigns which had desolated the weaker nations, as His Majesty pleaded the cause of the weaker nations against the aggressive and powerful strong, would be brought to an end. The finest utterance of that hope, that tikva, that tesva, that expectation is found in the prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. He maketh wars to cease. Mashabit milchamot. Breaketh the bow. The language is doubtless suggested by the scene of the battlefield strewn with broken weapons and burnt vehicles. All implements of war are to be rendered useless by Elohim, the true good, the true God. For a similar declaration, we have the prophet Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 10. Keshet yishaber. Eshet yishaver w'itzeitza chenit, cutting the spear in sunder, galot yisrof ba'esh. Chariots here, the igalot, here. Not the usual word for war chariots, but elsewhere meaning wagons. The Targum, the interpretation as well as the LXX, the Septuagint, understood it as a weapon and translates shields. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 and 20, as well as chapter 26 and 7, a cognate word is used for baggage wagons of an army, the igalot, the baggage wagons of an army or a barricade. Igalot yisrof, yisrof, from the same root as the seraphim, yisrof, ba'esh, in the esh, in the fire. And here, 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 verse 10, according to the KJV, be still and know that I am God, Elohim. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth, in the earthly plane.
In the earthly plane.
Harpu ud'u. Ki anoki Elohim, arum bagoyim, arum ba'aret, let be, harpu, let be still, let be, or desist, harpu, desist, let be, desist from warlike adventures to win supremacy by racial ideologies. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, is supreme and decides the destinies of nations, of the goyim, of the international community. Thus, harpu, harpu, udu, udu, and y'all know, all of y'all, let be still, y'all, udu, and make y'all know, get to know, U de U, U de U, U en de U. Harpo U de U en no. Harpo U de U. Ki anoki for I. Ki anoki for anoki for I. Elohim.
Elohim.
The true good, the true God. Arum bagoyim. I will be Arum. High, high, high. Exalted Arum bagoyim. Upon the nations, the international community. Arum. I will be exalted. Let's high, high, high. Ba'aretz. In the earth,
the earth, the earth.
The thought underlying this phrase becomes the subject of the next mizmor, of the next psalm, mizmor meim zain. Elohim ha melech, Elohim the king, even the king of kings. Here, 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 fulfilling today's daily psalm with the chorus, we call the chorus, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah of armies, is with us, I. The Elohim, Elohei, Hailei, Elohei, Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, I, refuge, Selah, pause. Yehovah, Tzevaota, Imanu, Misegav, Elanu, Elohim, Yaakov, Selah. The psalm, the Mizmor, is impressively ended with the repetition of the refrain that is found in verse 7 of the KJV, verse 8 in the Sefer Tehillim, which strikes its dominant keynote, the keynote, Jah, Jehovah of hosts, Yahweh Sebaot, Imanu, is with I, as Immanuel, Imanu, Misagab Lanu. He is a high, high, high tower for us, for I, Misagab Lanu, Elohei Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, Selah, 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 Selah.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Mizmor memvav lamnatzeach livne korach al alamot shir. Elohim lanu mahse va'oz, ezra ve'tzarot nimtza me'od. על כן לא נראה בהמיר ארץ ובמות הרים בלב ימים. יהמו יחמרו ממיו, ירעשו הרים בגאוותו סלע. נהר פלגיו ישמחו עיר אלוהים, קדוש משכני עליון. אלוהים בקרבה בל תמות, יעזריה אלוהים לפנות בוקר. המו גויים מתו ממלכות, נתן בקולו תמוג ארץ. אדוני צבאות עמנו, משגב לנו אלוהי יעקב סלע. לכו חזו מפעלות אדוני, אשר שם שמות בארץ. משבית מלחמות עד קצה הארץ, קשת ישבר וקיצץ חנית עגלות, ישרוף באש. הרפו ודעו כי אנוכי אלוהים, ארום בגויים, ארום בארץ. אדוני צבאות עמנו, משגב לנו אלוהי יעקב סלע.
Pay, say, pay. Right, so hear the words, so hear the words, so hear the words, so hear the words. הרפו ודעו כי אנוכי אלוהים. Arum ba goyim, arum ba aretz. Let be. Be still. Let be. Be still. Be still. Be still and know. Be still and know. Harpu, u de u. Be still and know. Ki ano ki. That
I, that I, ki, that when, ki anoki, ki anoki Elohim, ki anoki Elohim. Be still and know that I, Elohim, Elohim, that I am Elohim. Harupu, u de'u, ki anoki Elohim. Arum ba'goyim, arum ba'aretz. I will be exalted among the heathen, among the goyim, among the nations. Arum, arum ba'goyim, arum ba'aretz. I will be exalted in the earth. This word right here, and the rhema, the right nowness of this word, I Anoki, can testify. Yes, I. This word here, be still, what does it mean, Chaburim, when it says to be still? To be still. Be still, Harupu, U de'u, Ki Anoki, Elohim, Arum Bagoyim, Arum Ba'aret. Be still and know. Be still and know. The context here, this verse here, KJV in the King James Version, is verse 10. This is the 10th verse. Be still and know that I, Elohim, I will be exalted among the heathen, among the goyim, the nations, say, the international community. I will be exalted in the aret, the earthly plane. Harupu, harupu. What is harupu? Be still. It's just 12. No more than 24 hours ago, 12 to 24 hours ago, I was testifying to one of my mother's sisters in the Lord, sisters in Adonai. And this verse, this word here, you know, to be still, to be still, to rest, and how challenging, she was commenting on how challenging it was and is to be still. And I thought about this. Seeing that we, Chaburim, you know, study also the Hebrew, get into the Hebrew meaning, because sometimes the English can have a lot of different connotations. We hear something like, be still. What is be still? How many people have looked at this verse and interpreted or received it in various ways? And this is not a condemnatory statement. It's not to condemn us. Someone will say, it's not to judge, like judge against folks and people. But just saying, to get to the truth, ye shall know the truth, and the truth, right, and the truth shall set you free. So, In what sense here do we have be still and know? Harepu, harepu, harepu. Point here is harepu. We can say harefu, harefu is from the word rafa, rafa, the resh, right, the fe and the hey, resh, fe, hey, or r, the f. Sometimes the f is pointed as a pe sound. So we have the fe and the pe, fe, pe. Right. So here the word the H7503 Strong's concordance, rafa, rafa. What is Arafa? Some might enunciate it as, say it as Arafa, Arafa, Arafa. In some mother tongues, some speakers might say Arafa or Arafa, Arafa. What does Arafa mean? What does Arafa mean, Chaburim? Arafa, be still. Now, getting directly to the Strong's definition, and so the Strong's definition here then also make reference to the BDB definition, another Hebrew, bringing out the Hebrew. But firstly, foremost, I think the Strong's help us to get a firm, flat-footed stance, a firm standing, right? So we can get that good understanding. And then even the inner, you know, take a moment, Selah. I think there's three Selah moments, you know? There's three Selah moments in today's daily psalm. Psalm 46, right? The main vav, main waway, right? The mim wow psalm, right? Or the mawa. If we go to the simple Hebraic, the ma, may, the mayweh, mayweh, main wow psalm. Elohim, the nation's stronghold, Elohim, I and I, refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, Elohim, lanu, macheseh, macheseh, wa'oz, Ezra, bitzarot aninzah meod, very present help in troubles and straightnesses and anxieties, bitzarot. Ezra, 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 he's our Ezra, 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 Vizarot, 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 in Tzarot, in Tzara. And when you feel like you're in tight, constricting circumstances and situations, not just physical tightness, but soul, psychological and spiritual, right? Or it could be financial, right? Economic, living circumstances, it's just tight, it's just so anxious. harpu, 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 udu, harpu. So firstly, harpu, 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 be still. Now, the sentence here, interesting, the sentence here is not speaking to one person. Note this here. It's not just speaking to one, but it's speaking to many. In the Hebrew, the sentence of Psalm 46 here at verse 10 in the KJV, compare and contrast with the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim, it'll be verse 11. The sentence here is not just speaking to one person, but it's speaking to, like, you all, y'all, y'all. Saying to y'all, what is it saying to y'all? It's saying to y'all to let be. Right? It's saying to y'all, y'all, let be, let be, let be. Heard this? Haven't you heard this? Let be and let God. Like, let go and let God. Let go and let God. You've heard that before. Now, here's the app. Here's the scriptural, the biblical here, the Psalter and the Psalms of David in the Sefer Tehillim. The Sefer is the book or the cipher of Tehillim. Tehillim, the Elota, the Hallel, the Hallel. Ilalu. That's the Ilil, the Ilalu. Be still, y'all. Be still, y'all. Let be. Bringing this out here from the Rafa being the root of the Harpu, Rafa, Rapa, Rapa. Right here, pointing as Harpu, Harfu, Harfu, Udu, Harfu, Udu, Harfu, Udu, Ki Anoki, Elohim. Be still, y'all, and know, and y'all become cognizant. All of y'all being still, become cognizant. Get the da'a, the de'a, the da'a, the knowledge. Get to know, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall. Amen. Harpu, Udu, Harfu, Udu. Be still, y'all. To the Rafa, the root for be still, Hebraically speaking. It's a primitive, a prime root. Get to the prima facie here, the prima, the first facts. It means to slacken. Slacken. Rafa is to slacken. There's many applications of this. It's the literal sense. You have a little... Oh, oh, oh. Right? Yeah, the literal sense, literally slacking up. Oh, the figurative sense of slacking, to abate, to cease. You get that? To cease. Cease, y'all. In the sense of a consume or to draw, like as it draws towards the evening, you know, as the day draws towards the evening. This word, arafa, 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 in a sense, as it draws, like it draws towards evening, you know, like the day has gone through and you see the evening drawing on. Right, and after full days of work, of exhausting oneself in various toil and activity, one draws to the evening. You start to see, slow down. Slow down, y'all. Right, be still, y'all. You don't have to run up and down. You've been running up and down all day. You got to run up and down now. Time to harapu, 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 udu, be still. Be still is drawing towards the evening. There's a sense of this word that also means the rafa, rafa. To fail, to be faint, right? To be feeble in the sense of to wax, to become more and more, to wax feeble, to forsake, having a sense of to forsake, or to even to idle, to leave in the sense. Here's a good one. It's like the word cease. We can get the sense of the cease. Cease, y'all. You know, it's just in the sense of as it draws towards evening and you've been up from even dawn or even before dawn, pre-dawn, you know, and you've been about it all day. Right? All day. Now the evening is coming on, so you cease. Right? You cease from that daily work, that activity. Be still in the context of being still. Let alone. Let it alone. Let it alone. Leave it alone. Right? Now there's a sense of this is to go and to down. You're like going down as the sun is going down from the evening. It's at evening time. The evening time. The sense of this is to get the word picture of this. You've been up from before dawn. Right? And that's back, they say, in the old days. Some still do this today. Right? In business, people who are successful or who are very active, they wake up before dawn. Right? How many of y'all have woken up or right now you'll wake up before dawn? Right? If you have to get your family, the children together, the household together, and you're about this activity day in and day out, but you wake up before dawn to get yourself ready, to get your children ready, to cook, to prepare, to get the household ready, to if you're on the farm and the land, to get the land ready. Right? So you're up at dawn before dawn, and you toil and you labor all day long. Right? So it's before dawn. The dawn comes up. You witness the dawn coming up. Right? There's the noontime. Maybe you take a little break, a lunch break, or some sort of break around noontime for prayer, reflection, and get back into the groove of things. Right? And then as the evening time comes on, right, that change, that shifting of gears, learning to shift gears, you're shifting gears because the evening time is coming. Right, this is the sense of this word that's at the root of the Hebrew be still in Psalm 46, verse 10. Harpu, harpu, harfu, harfu, harpu. Two dialects here. Harpu, the present dialect, looking at the primitive enunciation. Harfu, 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 udu'u, harfu, udu'u, harpu, udu'u, be still. Let alone slack. Slacken up the tightness of the work. You've been working all day now. It's time. This is evening time. Evening time is coming on. Stay. Stay. Be still. Right? In this context, it has a sense of being slothful. In other words, you have to shift gears. Right? So it's the context of this word being used right here. You have to shift gears right now. Have to shift gears. Right? Have to be still. Have to slacken. In other words, shift gears. It's downtime. This is the downtime right now. This is a time by comparison, by contrast, to be idle, to be slack, to be slothful, to weak, to be weakened, right? To let up. You can't keep pushing it, right? You can't keep pushing it. Now, the connection of this word, rafa, the root, the rafa of harfu, 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 pointed as harpu here, harpu, ude'u, is connected with the H7495. This is the related word with the H7503. And the word here, rafa, rafa, two forms of it, rafa, with the hey at the end, and rafa, rafa, with the aleph, rafa, 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 soft a sound. It means to heal, to be healthful, right, to mend. This word means to mend, mend in the sense by stitching. That is figuratively to cure, to cause to heal as a physician, right, to repair thoroughly, to make whole. Now, see, this is interesting. This word right here is a Hebrew word for healing. So the Hebrew word for healing and the phrase that we come to know from Psalm 46, verse 10 in the King James Version of be still. See, that being still, in the context of being still. But note this, it's not just saying to the person, the individual, one individual. It's like saying to a whole community of individual, or as the psalm writer says, to all that be in me, right? Praise he who be, who he be, and all. Right, and all that be in me. Because man, the human being, right, created in the image and after the likeness of Elohim. Elohim. Bereshis bara Elohim. Right, in the beginning, Elohim created. Right, and man, the human being, was created in his image and after his likeness. Let's turn to Psalm right here. Let's go to the, call this the healing psalm. It's a healing psalm. This is the word of healing in today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 45. There's a word of healing. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There's a word of healing. Psalm 103, in the connection with today's daily psalm, the sense of be still, as he says, not just speaking to one individual. He's speaking to more of like the indivisible dual, right? In other words, speaking to us not just in the sense of, okay, you stop working at the end of the day, in the evening time, but your mind is still running. Your mind, your thoughts are still thinking. So you're physically still, but inside you. Right, so one part of you is still, but one part of you is still active. Your spirit and your soul is still running about thinking and stressing on things. No, not today's daily song. Now the word right here, Elohim lanu machseh wa oz ezra bitzarot nimtzam od. Elohim is our refuge and strength. Elohim lanu for us lanu machseh. Machseh wa oz. Machseh wa oz. Wa oz. He's our refuge. Machseh. Machseh. Refuge. Wa and oz. And he's our oz. Right? They say the wizard. This is the wiseness here. Right? The true wizard of oz. Right? Of our strength. He's our refuge. Lanu. Elohim. Elohim. Lanu. Lanu. For us. For I and I. For each of I. For I. For I, and I, all as one. So in the same sense here, the we sense, right, the we, that means even as a community, right, the community. Right, so here we have the daily sense, right, of the work in the day, make hay while the sun shines, and then the evening time to harupu, harufu, udu, right, to know the I, the true I, and we. But the word is saying, not just to one person, right, but to you all, to us all, and also as Psalm 103, since health and healing is implied in the word be still. That means to work. When you work, it's like when you exercise. When people exercise and they're really working out, they're doing whichever particular exercise they're doing, doing the reps, the sets and the reps, sets and reps, sets and reps, sets and reps, and then you rest. Okay, let's take a moment to breathe, rest, relax, all right? You know, like when you, you know, and be still, and you're slacking. You're slacking, you know? I shake it out, everyone, shake it out. Yeah, shake it out, let it down. Let it down. Like, let that burden down. Now, while we're working out, we're working it. We're working it. We're working it. Right? Hands on. Got a grip. Firm grip. It's like to grip and to release. A sense of it. To hold and to release. This sense of release is speaking plurally, speaking to many. So in what sense, Hebraically, in the Hebrew, is it speaking to many? In the sense of Psalm 103. Bless Yahweh. Yahweh. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. And all that is within me. And who? And all. Where's the all? That is within me. That's within I. Each of us. Within us. Bless. Bless Yahweh. Bless Yahweh. Bless Jehovah. Oh, my soul. Now the soul. She. The soul. Nafshi. 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 Barki. Bless he who be who he be. Oh, my soul. And all. And all that is within me. Bless his holy name. When? And we bless it. We say it all the time, but especially harifu, harifu, udu, be still, y'all. Be still, all that is within me. And no, you know what? No. Ki, anoki, Elohim. Know that I, Elohim. See, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahweh Jehovah executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed, that are downpressed. He made known his ways to Moshe, his acts to the Bnei Israel. Let's pause here. We're just using this particular psalm as a point of reference, as a reference point, an important reference point, so we can get the real inner sense, right? The inner sense, that inner standing, right? But first, to be firm and flat-footed, right? A firm and a flat-footed stance right here, when it says to be still and to know, to be still and to know is speaking to all of us, Lanu, because he is our refuge, Elohim Lanu, Machaseh. Wa'oz, Ezra, this, Harota, Ninsamod, Elohim is our refuge and strength, a very much is found to be a help in trouble. The Hebrew brings out the sense of a very much is found to be a help in trouble. Ezra, Bitzarot, Ninsamod, Ezra, Bitzarot, Ninsamod. Very much is found to be a help in trouble. Ezra b'tzarot nimtza me'od. So when it says to be still, y'all, to the community, all of us, right? In the outer sense, all of us together, we've been working all day, right? The evening time is coming in, to use this example of Rafa. And it's also a time of Rafa, healing. It's a time for healing, right? A time for healing. A time for health and healing. Be still. And know. See, it's in this still time that we can yada, udu, even udu, the de'u is a command. De'u is a command. Harupu, be still, a command there. Udu, de'u, a command to know, to become cognizant. This is how we learn. This is how we come to know, right? To know, to ascertain, right? To ascertain by seeing. A great variety of senses, the figurative sense, the literal sense, the euphemistic sense. You can infer the sense, right? It includes the observation, the care, the recognition. In a causative sense, it causes us to be instructed, right? Designating, you know, to us to acknowledge. This is all in the sense of knowing, right? Yada. So to be still and to know and to become cognizant. Very, very interesting psalm right here. Today's daily psalm right here. Udu, and no, but first, harpu, udu, ki, anoki, anokelo, 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 anokelo.
that I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. 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 Exalted in the earth.
Adonai Hamborak, bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iva. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Because you have rejected his instruction,
light, thy light, 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 and the lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear for Parsha Ki Peitzei, for this Shabbat Ki Peitzei, Sabbath when thou goest forth. Hear, 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 picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 21, here at verse 10, for the Rishon, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. For the first reading, the first offering up, up offering here for this Mem Tate, Parsha, for this 49th Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here, here, here for this Shabbat Strong, 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 Shabbat Strong. The Hebrew first words and the Rishon Aliyah, the first reading, the first up offering. Here, 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 here. Give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. Domestic regulations. Veshem Ha'av, Wehabain, Weruacha, Kadosh, Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. Shema'a Yisrael, give ear. Hebrew first words. Ki teitze la milchama al oibeka unatano yahweh loheka biyadeka with shabita shibyo. When thou goest forth to war, to war, to war, to war, to war. Ki teitze la milchama against thine enemies al oibeka. And Yahweh Eloheka and Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath delivered, I delivered them into thine hands. Unatano Yahweh Eloheka b'yadeka, and thou hast taken them captive. With Shavita Shibyo, and seest among the captives a beautiful, eyeful woman, and hast a desire to her, that thou wouldest have her to thy wife, thy Isha. Then thou shalt bring her home to thine house, to Beitika, and she shall shave her head and pierce her nails, and she shall put the raiment of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in Beitika, in the I Beit, in the I house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month, a full moon. And after that thou shalt go in to her, and be her husband, and she shall be thy wife. And it shall be, if thou hast no delight in her, then thou shalt let her go whither, where she will. But thou shalt not sell her at all for money. Thou shalt not make merchandise of her, because thou hast humbled her. If a man have two wives, one beloved and another hated, and they have borne him children, sons, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son be hers that was hated, then it shall be, when he maketh his sons to inherit that which he hath, that he may not make the son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn, but he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he hath. For he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. A prodigal son under law, under Torah, direction, instruction. Compare and contrast Luke's gospel. Lucas, Wengel, chapter 15, verses 11 to 23. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, a prodigal son under Torah, verse 18. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, when they have disciplined him, will not hearken to them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out to the elders of his city and to the gate of his place. And they shall say to the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. And all Israel, call Israel. And all Israel shall hear and fear and respect. Reverence, 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 reverence. And hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering, offering up here for this Parsha, Ki Teitzei, for this Shabbat, Ki Teitzei, Sabbath when thou goest forth. Hear the Sheni Aliyah, hear, 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 hear. Deuteronomy chapter 21, here at verse 22, for the Sheni, the second reading. Wiki Yihye Bi Isha Heta Mishpata Mawet Wi Hu Mat Wi Ta Lita Oto Al Eit. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, Wiki Yihye Bi Isha Heta Mishpata Mawet, and he be to be put to death, we humata we talita oto al ait, and thou hang him on a tree. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of Elohim, and that thy land be not defiled, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, giveth thee I for an inheritance. And here, 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 Deuteronomy chapter 22, the law, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction of brotherhood. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or his sheep go astray, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again to Achika, to Wendeme, to thy brother. And if thy brother, thy brother, be not nigh, near to thee I, or if thou know him not, then thou shalt bring it to thine own house, and it shall be with thee, I, until Achika, until thy brother Wendemith seek after it, and thou shalt restore it to him again. In like manner shalt thou do with his ass, and so shalt thou do with his raiment, and with all lost thing of thy brothers, which he hath lost, and thou hast found, shalt thou do likewise. Thou mayest not hide thyself. Thou shalt not see Achika, thy brother's ass or his ox, fall down by the way, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination to Jehovah the I Elohim. If a bird's nest chance to be before thee in the way, in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs, and the dam, the mother, sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam, the mother, with the young, but thou shalt in any wise let the dam, the dam, the mother, go, and take the young to thee, aye, that it may be well with thee, aye, and that thou mayest prolong thy
Shema Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear for the Shalishi, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Here for the third reading, third up offering, here for this Shabbat, Kitei, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 22, here at verse 8, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third up offering, offering up, third reading. Ki tivne bayita chadash wi asita ma eke le gageka wi loa tasima damima be beiteka ki ipola hanofel mi menu. When thou buildest a new house, ki tivne Bayit Chadash, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy the eye roof. With Asita Maik Legageka, that thou bring not blood upon thine house. With Lord Tasima Damima Bebeteka, if any man fall from thence from there. Kia yipola hanofela mimen. Here, the law of separation. The law of separation, verse 9. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard, be defiled. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four corners, quarters, upon the four quarters of thy vesture. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four quarters of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself. The innocent wife, the innocent Isha, Eshet, protected. Verse 13. If any man take a Isha, a Eshet, a wife, and go into her, and hate her, and give occasions of speech against her, and bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate. And the damsel's father shall say to the elders, I gave my daughter to this man to wife, to Isha, and he hateth her. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him and discipline him. And they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of kesef of silver and give them to the father of the damsel because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel. And she shall be Ishto, his wife. He may not put her away all his days. The guilty wife, the guilty Isha, Eshet, to be stoned. Verse 20. But if this thing be true, and the tokens of virginity be not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's bait, her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she hath wrought folly in Israel, to play the whore in her father's bait, in her father's house. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. If a man be found lying sexually with a woman married to an husband, if a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die, both. The man that lay sexually with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel. If a damsel, that is, a virgin be betrothed to an husband, and a man find her in the city and lie sexually with her, then ye all shall bring them both, both, both out to the gate of that city, and ye all shall stone them with stones that they die. The damsel, because she cried not, being in the city, and the man, because he hath humbled his neighbor's Eshet, his neighbor's wife. So thou shalt put away evil from among you. But if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man force her, and lie sexually with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. But to the damsel thou shalt do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin, no hatiat, no uckery worthy of death. For as when a man riseth against his neighbor and slayeth him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and the betrothed damsel cried, and there was none, no one to save her. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, who is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lie sexually with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give to the damsel's father 50 shekels of kesef of silver, and she shall be ishto, his wife. Because he hath humbled her, he may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's isha, his father's wife, nor discover his father's skirt. And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear, Deuteronomy chapter 23, divers regulations. He that is wounded in the stones, or hath his privy member cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of Jehovah. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Jehovah. Even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of Jehovah. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh of Jehovah. Even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of Yahweh of Jehovah forever. Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way, when y'all came forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee, Balaam, the son of Beor of Petor of Mesopotamia, to curse thee, Nevertheless, Yahuwah Elohecha, Jehovah, the I Elohim, would not hearken to Balaam. To Balaam, but Yahweh Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, turned the curse into a baraka, a blessing to the I, because Yahweh Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, loved the I. Thou shalt not seek their peace, their shalom, nor their prosperity all thy days forever. And hear. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here. For the Rabbi, here for the fourth reading, the fourth of offering, the Rabbi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Ki Teitzei, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Hear. Deuteronomy chapter 23, here at verse 7. Verse 7 in the KJV, verse 8 in the Sefer, here in the Chumash. Lo tita'e ba'edomi yaki ya'achika hu. Lo tita'e ba'mitzri ki ya'gera hayita be'arzo. Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Lo tita'ev Edomi ki achika hu. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, a Kemite, because thou wast a stranger in his land. Lo tita'ev Mitzri ki ger hayita be'arso. The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation of Yahweh of Jehovah in their third generation. When the host goeth forth, against thine enemies. Then keep thee eye from every wicked, from every ratchet thing. If there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chanceth him by night, then shall he go abroad out of the camp. He shall not come within the camp. But it shall be when evening cometh on, he shall wash himself with water. And when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither, where thou shalt go forth abroad. And thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be, when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the Eye Elohim walketh in the midst of the eye camp, to deliver, to deliver the eye, and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, be set apart, that he see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee. Thou shalt not deliver thy liver to his master, the servant, which is escaped from his master to thee. He shall dwell with thee, even among you, in that place which he shall choose, in one of thy gates, where it liketh him best. Thou shalt not oppress him. Thou shalt not downpress him. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore, or the price of a dog, into the bait, the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim, for any vow. For even both these are abomination la Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not lend upon usury interest to Achika, thy brother Wendemeh. Usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury interest. To a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury interest, but to Achika, thy brother Wendemeh, thou shalt not lend upon usury interest, that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, may bless thee, in all that thou settest Yadika, the I Yad, I hand, to in the land whither where thou goest to possess it, to possess her. When thou shalt vow a vow, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, thou shalt not slack to pay it. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim, will surely require it of the I. And it would be chatiyat, it would be uckery, lack, sin, forfeiture in the I. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no chatiyat, it shall be no sin, no lack, no uckery, no forfeiture in the eye. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, which thou hast promised with thy mouth, 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 thy mouth.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Hamishi Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Ki Teitzei, here picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Hamishi Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Ki Teitzei, here picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, here Deuteronomy chapter 23, here at verse 24, for the Hamishi Aliyah. One note is that in the Chumash, the Hebrew, this is verse 25, but here For those following along in the English, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 24, for the Chamishi, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, up offering up for this Shabbat, Ki Teitse, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Ki Tabor, Bikerem, Re'eka, We'akalta, Innavim, K'nafshika, Saveka, We'loa, Kalika, Alotitain. When thou comest into thy neighbor's vineyard, thy neighbor's vineyard, ki tavo bikerem re'eka, then thou mayest eat grapes, thy fill, at thy own pleasure. Ve'akalta innavim k'anaf sheka sav'eka, but thou shalt not put any in thy vessel. Ve'ila keleka lo titein. When thou comest into the standing corn of re'eka, the eye's neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with thine hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle to thy neighbor's standing corn. And here, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 24, the Mosaic law of divorce. Compare and contrast with Matthew's Gospel chapter 19, verse 8, also 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 12 to 15. But here, still in the Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah here, Deuteronomy chapter 24. When a man hath taken a wife, a Isha, and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him make him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of Beito, out of his house. And when she is departed out of Beito, his house, she may go and be another man's Isha. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and giveth it in her hand and sendeth her out of Beito, his house, or if the latter husband die, which who took her to be Ishto, his wife, her former husband who sent her away may not take her again to be Ishto, his wife, after that she is defiled. For that is to'aiba, abomination, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, to commit uckery, to sin, to uck, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the eye, Elohim, giveth the eye for an inheritance. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 24, here at verse 5, divers regulation and the Sheishi. Here we have the Sheishi, the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, up offering for this Shabbat Ki Teitzei. Deuteronomy chapter 24, here at verse 5, beginning the section, subtitled Divers Regulations. Ki yikach isha isha chadasha lo yetzeya batzava lo ya'ibora alayo li kola davara nakiya yihye li beito shana echat wi simach eta ishto Asher Alakach. When a man hath taken a new wife, a new Isha, a new woman, Kia Yikach, Isha Isha Hadasha, he shall not go out to war. Lo Yetze Batzava. Neither shall he be charged with any business. With law ya ebora alayo. However, but he shall be free at home 1 year and shall cheer up his wife, which who he hath taken. Le kola davara naki yehye le beito shana echat we simach eta ishto asher lakach. No man shall take the nether or the upper milestone to pledge, for he taketh a man's life to pledge. If a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel, of the Bnei Israel, of the Israelites, and maketh merchandise of him or selleth him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil rara away from among you. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that thou observe diligently, and do according to all that HaKohanim, the priests, HaLewim, the Levites, shall teach you, as I commanded them. So ye shall observe to do. Remember what Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, did to Miriam by the way. After that ye, y'all, were come forth, mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet. When thou dost lend Achika, thy brother Windermith, anything, thou shalt not go into Beito, his house, to fetch his pledge. Thou shalt stand abroad, and the man to whom thou dost lend shall bring out the pledge abroad to thee. Aye. And if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. In any case, thou shalt deliver him the pledge again when the sun goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment, and bless thee, I. And it shall be righteousness to thee, I. Lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before Jehovah, the I Elohim.
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 የሚያየንን አየነው፣ የሰማንን አወቅነው፣ የዳሰሰንን አገኘነው። የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ ኤልሮኢምን 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 El Rohimen, El Rohimen, El Rohimen, El Rohimen.
Elohim, Elohim.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. And hear for the Shabi'i Aliyah, the Shabi'i, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering here for this Shabbat, 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 Shabbat. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. And hear for the Shabi'i Aliyah, the Shabi'i, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering here for this Shabbat Ki Tetzeh. Sabbath, when thou goest forth, lo ta ishok sakira oni we ebiona me acheka o mia gerika asher de arzeka bi she areka. Here, 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 picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 24, here, 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 for the Shabi'i, for the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah, 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 for this Shabbat Ki Tetzeh. Picking up here, Deuteronomy 24, verse 14. Thou shalt not oppress, downpress, an hired servant, that is, poor and needy. Lo tai shoka sakir oni we ebion. Whether he be of thy brother, me acheka, or of thy strangers, o mi gerika, that are in thy land within thy gates. Asher ve'aretzeka bishareka. At his day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and setteth his heart upon it, lest he cry against the eye, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and it be chat'at, sin, akri, to the eye. The fathers, the patriarchs, shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers, the patriarchs. Every man shall be put to death for his own chatiat, his own sin, his own akri. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge, but thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Mitzrayim, in Kemet. And Yahuwah Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, redeem the I thence from there. Therefore, I command thee, I, to do this thing. When thou cuttest down thine harvest in thy field, and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that Yahuwah Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, may bless thee in all the work of thine hands. When thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Kemet, in the land of Egypt. Therefore, I command thee, I, to do this thing. Hear, 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 Shema Israel. Hear, 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 give ear. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 25, divers regulations. Divers regulations. If there be a controversy between men, and they come to judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked, the ratchet. And it shall be, if the wicked, the ratchet man, be worthy to be beaten, that the judge, Shofet, shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault, by a certain number. 40 stripes he may be given. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed, lest if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then Achika, thy brother, should seem vile to thee. Aye. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox when he treadeth out the corn. If brethren dwell together, and one of them die, and have no child, the wife, the Isha of the dead, shall not marry without to a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in to her, and take her to him, to Isha, to wife, and perform the duty of an husband's brother to her. And it shall be that the firstborn which she beareth shall succeed in the name of Aho, his brother, who is dead, that his name, Shemo, be not put out of Israel. And if the man like not to take his brother's Isha, Eshet, wife, then let his brother's Isha, Eshet, wife, go up to the gate to the elders and say, my husband's brother refuseth to raise up to his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him. And if he stand to it and say, I like not to take her, Then shall his brother's Isha Eshet, his brother's wife, come to him in the presence of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot, and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, so shall it be done to that man that will not build up his brother's bait, his brother's house. And Shemo, his name shall be called in Israel, the house, the bait of him that hath his shoe loosed. When men strive together one with another, and the wife, the Isha of the one, draweth near for to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smiteth him, and putteth forth her hand, and taketh him by the secrets, then thou shalt cut off her hand. Thine eye shall not pity her. Thou shalt not have in thy bag divers weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thine house divers measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, giveth thee. For all that do such things, and all that do unrighteously, are an abomination to Aiba, La Yahweh Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here, hear, for the Maftir right here, for this Shabbat Ki Teitzei. Here at verse 17, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 17, for the Maftir, Zakor et asher asalika, et malika, ba'dereka, b'tzeitekem mi mitrayim. Remember what Amalek did to the eye by the way. Zakor et asher asalika Amaleka baderek. When ye y'all were come forth out of Egypt, mi mitrayim, b'tzeitekem mi mitrayim, how he met the eye by the way and smote the hindermost of the eye, even all that were feeble behind the eye, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not Elohim, ulo yare Elohim. Therefore, it shall be when Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about in the land which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, to possess her, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Thou shalt not forget it. And here, fulfilling this Shabbat, the Torah readings for Shabbat Ki Teitzei. Kavur l'k'al, kavur l'dins, kavur l'hayl, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kavur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, glory be to Ayinai Father, Abuna, to Ayinai King, Negusna, kavur l'k'edamawi, chayla selase, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, v'eshem Yeshua ha-Moshiach, in the name of Getachina, v'medchanitachin, in the name of Ayinai Lord and Savior, Jesus Christos. Amen.
Pull up!
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh God, give the promised land.
lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Baruch atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet. Vayeolam metei Vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh Notein ha-Torah Sheila.
Who have left very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nation, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went through all the different nations and became the dispersion of the diaspora. And the coming together now, it's very, very important, and it must be sincere and genuine. So I think the Old Testament says, with those who are grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the King of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we know.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, mine. Inside. Mine. Shoot. Yeah. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, sir. Easy, 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 easy. All right. Yes, sir. Looking forward for the first day service, Sunday service coming forward now. This Shabbat here, Shabbat Ki Tetzeh, when you go forth, when you go forward, you know, to war and concerning diverse regulations. This Shabbat is one of the seven Shabbats for the 7 weeks of comfort as we're coming to the autumnal festival season, sometimes referred to as a fall festival season or in gathering. And the three main feasts and festivals, Yom Teruah, the day of the sounding of the shofar, the ram's horn, the day of the blowing of the shofar, as well as Yom HaKippurim, the day of atonement, and the Sukkot, in gathering at the end of the year. So this is a Shabbat. Shabbat is known as one of the Sabbaths of comfort, Rani Akara. Rani Akara for this Shabuah here, sing. Rani, speaking to she, Akara, Akara, or barren one, Rani, Akara, based on Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 to 10, coming forward, 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 forward. So here for the first day, we have a Psalm 24 going to come forward again with the first day service, but just give ear right here. Let's see, we have a minute, actually. It's a little, but it's Talua, important psalm here for the first day, Psalm 24.
Give psalm
glory,
24.
Glory, glory.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. First day service. About 3 to 5 minutes starting out right now for the first day. Yom Tov, a good day, the first day. The Melkam Ehud, beautifully good first day, Yom HaRishon, Shavuot Tov, a good strong 7 to come. First day service with the Haftarah, prophet's reading here, Sabbath of Comfort, and the Brit Chadash, a new covenant reading. Stay tuned, Rastafari Israelites, Rastafari Groundation.